I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Back to our GeoQuiz now. We're looking for the names of two mountain resorts in and around Vancouver, Canada. It's where skiers and snowboarders from around the world will arrive in less than a month to compete in the Olympic Winter Games. Well, some in Vancouver are worried that there won't be enough snow. Rick Clough covers sports for the CBC in Vancouver. First off, Rick, what are the two Olympic ski venues and how do they look?
Well, the one that is not really a worry is Whistler, located a roughly an hour and a half north of Vancouver, where most of the Alpine and Nordic events will be. That's fine. They got plenty of snow. The one that everybody's concerned about is Cypress Bowl, which is one of the North Shore mountains here within the city limits of Vancouver, which is suffering unseasonably mild temperatures and a lot of rain right now.
So Whistler Mountain and Cypress Mountain, the answer to our GeoQuiz today. Now, these venues officially open on the 4th of February for athletes to begin training. The games begin on the 12th of February. Is snow in the forecast before then? Will Cypress kind of be able to be used for the Olympics?
Good question. If I knew that, I'd be buying lottery tickets. Nobody seems to know because the weather forecasters are all saying, you know, we're still too far out. We're 21 days, 22 days out. And if you saw an aerial shot, Marco, of Cypress Bowl right now, you'd see that there's a lot of brown mud on the mountain. But what they have under the trees, what you can't see, is they have stockpiled snow. So there is lots of snow still in the mountain. And they can, from what we're told, groom the mountain to get it to an Olympic standard.
Really?
Yeah.
Piles of snow under trees.
They have stockpiled the snow. And then when you get these guys, these crews who work all the time in grooming ski hills with their snow cats, they can actually push that snow around and move it around so that you wouldn't know they had problems with the snow. If, though, that snow isn't sufficient, they can actually take the helicopters that we use in the summer here for the forest fires with the buckets on them, and they will load those buckets with snow from the mountaintops and then fly them down and dump the snow on the tracks they need. Now, what they need at Cypress, it's not going to be the alpine skiing events. What it is the snowboarding events, the snowboard cross and the half pipe and all that spectacular aerial stuff that snowboarders do. It's just a headache.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed for a winter blizzard. What do you think is going to be the most exciting competition this year, Rick?
I'm a Canadian. What do you think? It's got to be the men's and women's hockey finals.
Don't have to worry about snow for that either, do you?
And I think hockey, figure skating are always very popular. The skiing, because the Canadian ski team has done particularly well this season, I think a lot of people are looking forward to the alpine skiing events. I think a lot of people are looking forward to the curling events, because curling is also a very popular sport in this country. And Marco, I'm sure you're familiar with the history of this country. This is the third time that Canada has hosted an Olympic Games, 1976 in Montreal, the summers, the Winter Games in 1988 in Calgary. And we still stand as the only host nation in Olympic history to never, ever have won a gold medal on home soil.
You guys are psyched to win some gold this time.
Well, I'll tell you, the Canadian ski team is determined to win gold here on Canadian soil.
Snow deficit be damned.
That's right. The unfortunate thing at Cypress, we may see too much Canadian soil. Brown.
The CBC's Rick Clough in Vancouver, BC. Thank you very much.
Marco, my pleasure.